Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Dana Herndon, representing the Juno Economic Development Council, here to talk about the Innovation Summit. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. The Innovation Summit is an annual event, very popular. How many have there been so far?
So it's our eighth year doing this, and every year it gets bigger and bigger, which is really exciting for us.
Yeah, bigger and better.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about when it is and why we should get registered now.
So it's February 20th and 21st, so it's a Wednesday and Thursday. And right now we have the early bird, so it's $2.99. But we do this every single year because we love to create, and we think it's really important to create an environment for professionals, students, people in nonprofits or government to come together and talk about issues and opportunities that are facing Alaska today so that we can collaborate and move forward together. So it's a really neat environment because it's not a specialized like business conference for like engineers. It's really for everyone. And we have people from all ages, and it's grown to be a statewide event. So people come from all over Alaska.
Would you say that the conversations and the talks are sort of solution-oriented, like, and ideas for addressing any problems that we're having in Alaska?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's really neat about it is we have this portion called Innovation Shorts that attendees actually will then present to each other. So they're like TED Talks. They're like 10-minute presentations, and people are sharing things that they're currently working on or projects that they've completed that are really exciting or just an idea. And what happens after that is people will collaborate. Like they'll like connect with each other afterwards, and they're like, "Hey, I saw your presentation, and that kind of fits in line with what we're doing right now." And you know, something happens. Like they collaborate or they do something amazing, and it's because of that environment that was able to happen.
What's one of the most like interesting or memorable presentations or speakers or?
Yeah.
It's something that you've seen at the Innovation Summit in the past.
So one we love to talk about is, Bob Varness, he did the first, and I think it was just on the water just this last spring, the first electric whale watching boat. And
that was
like a marriage between the renewable energy industry and tourism.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we like to do is because the Innovation Summit is focused on key industries. So we talk about renewable energy. We talk about tourism. We talk about like mining. We talk about, what else do we have? There's a lot of industries here. But
yes.
So we talk about all the different things that make Alaska industry strong. And some really cool ideas come from people connecting two industries together. You know, and that our theme last year was diversity drives innovation. Because when you have, like, an environment where there are a lot of different experiences and backgrounds and whatnot, then people start associating that way and new ideas emerge. And this year's theme is Designing Alaska's Future, which I think is really exciting because we're talking about what's happening right now, but then we're projecting about the future and really taking our minds and exercising it in a way that's, you know, we're thinking about something that hasn't happened yet. We're very future-oriented in this year at the summit.
That's really exciting. I understand that there is a pitch contest as part of the summit. So tell me about that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So it's our third year doing that. And that's celebrating the entrepreneurship aspect of Alaska. So we pick five Alaskan entrepreneurs from all over the state, and they have about like 5 minutes to pitch a business that they're launching to summit attendees and a panel of judges. And what's really exciting about that is that we crowdfund the earnings, like the pot of money that someone will take away at the end, right then and there. So you can buy a pitch vote for $10, and then you vote for who you want to win, and then we tally all that up at the end, and then they walk away with straight cash. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you know who won last year?
Last year, Jake Carpenter won, and he pitched an idea called Wheelhouse. And it's for the fishing industry. And I think it was like some sort of like app. It was some sort of platform where people in the fishing industry can come together. And it's like a job opportunities app for the fishing industry. It was really cool.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. So if you want to get like a job in the fishing industry,
exactly.
Go to Wheelhouse app.
Exactly.
See what's available.
Exactly. So that's a really fun, people love that part of
that's
the
really
Innovation
cool.
Summit. So it's definitely one of the biggest aspects of it.
Who usually comes to these, to the summit?
So definitely a lot of UAS students come, a lot of different professionals from all around Alaska, scientists come. So people from all over.
Designers, and, probably.
Yeah, in every single industry and profession. And we try to pick speakers, keynote speakers, that are applicable, that their ideas or messages are applicable across the board. But, you know, it's not just, you know, a superficial presentation. It's something that really goes into, it has some depth. So this year we're bringing Joel Gershenfeld, who wrote a book called Designing Reality. And he's actually working with the University of Alaska on their strategic plan to kind of create like a real like vision for the future, not just on paper, but actually create like an augmented reality kind of like vision. That's super cool. So he's going to be talking about specifically the third digital revolution and how that can lead to like communities locally producing their own things and manufacturing their own things with technology, like with 3D printers, like with all of those tools that are now starting to become popular. And that's really exciting because, you know, we obviously know we live in a very technological age. Technology is getting more advanced by the second, it feels like. Mm-hmm. And we're more connected more than ever. So how can we use all of these benefits to then make local economies stronger? So that's really exciting. And then we have Ásta from Iceland. She's the president of the Iceland Tourism Cluster, and she's going to be talking about something else that's happening to us right now, specifically in Juneau, of, like, tourism is increasing. Like, you know, so how do we manage that? Like, how do we manage the increase of passengers every year in our little town? So she's going to be using their example from Iceland and how that applies to us. So it's all very topical and relevant, and I'm just really excited.
I can tell.
Yeah,
your enthusiasm
really
is contagious. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Dana Herndon. We're talking about the Innovation Summit, sponsored, organized by the Juneau Economic Development Council. I'm sure you have other sponsors as well. It's going to be on February 20th.
20th and 21st.
20th and 21st, mm-hmm. And you should, and registration's open now.
Yeah, we have early bird until the end of the month, which it's $2.99 right now. So it's a deal, in my opinion, because we're bringing, like, this invaluable networking and professional development opportunity to your backyard, basically.
All right. Well, where can we find out more information?
So you can find out more information on our website, which is www.jedc.org/innovation.
Great. And is there anything else you want to talk about while you're here today?
Definitely. I encourage locals definitely to check it out. There is something for everyone. And besides just the amazing content, there's just like a lot of opportunities for you to connect with people that, you know, either we'll help you out in the end in some way, or, you know, you just make a new friend. But yeah, I really do encourage people to come. I mean, it's really a celebration of everything that makes Alaska great, and from like fishing to the arts. So it's a really great event.
That is a great note to end on. Thanks so much for all the information. Innovation Summit is February 20th and 21st.
Thank you.